This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Hello, hello and welcome to Well, 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 brought to you every Tuesday from midday by VAC. My name is Carlos, and with me this week, my co-host, the beautiful Jessie.
Oh, stop it. Thanks, Carlos. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks to Jason for the news and to Gassman for the morning show. Awesome music.
Well, 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 Well is about topics related to sex, health and well-being in our gender and sexually diverse community. And today is our second show talking about mental health. We're going to start by suggesting if you cannot listen to this show and have questions about anxiety or depression, please go and check out Beyond Blue, which is beyondblue.org.au.
Or if you need immediate help, please call Lifeline at 131114. Today we're talking to Sean Staunton, the GLBTI Community Project Manager at Beyond Blue, about how the organization is engaging with GLBTI individuals and that are experiencing anxiety and depression.
Now, you know that we love it when you guys get in touch with us, even if it's just to say hi or just to share your thoughts. If you've got any other questions related, please feel free to participate in the conversation today by sending an SMS to 0427-JOY-949 or send us an email to onair@joy.org.au and we receive it straight away in the studio.
However, of course, you can always call 1-300-JOY-949, tweet us at wellwellwelljoy, or like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. Send us a message. Come on. We know you want to.
We know you want to.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And we're joined now here by Sean from Beyond Blue. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Well, Well, Well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. It's fantastic to be here.
Now, Sean, before we get into the subject of depression and anxiety within the GLBTI community, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. Before I joined Beyond Blue, I worked in various roles in HIV prevention and gay men's health and LGBTI health as well in various states. And I've worked in this particular area for over 10 years now. I've been lucky enough to be involved in a whole wide range of areas like advocacy, on the ground work with communities, working with clinical staff, doing research and program development. So it's been really interesting to work in this area.
As you mentioned, we crossed paths when you were working for the Tasmanian AIDS Council.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a while ago, I've worked in Brisbane with the Queensland AIDS Council in Brisbane, and I've worked with TASCAR down in Tasmania, and this role came up here in Melbourne, and it's such a great opportunity.
Seems like you've moved around a lot.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Last couple of years I've been moving a bit. I'm loving Melbourne. Melbourne's fantastic, so
it is,
I'm really happy to be here.
You gotta love
Especially
Melbourne.
Especially after those lockout law things came Everyone just wants to come to Melbourne.
It was a great opportunity, and I've ended up here. And the role itself does some really interesting things. It involves projects targeted to the LGBTI community specifically, so developing online resources, developing campaigns delivered to the communities directly, and awareness raising events. In fact, we were a sponsor of the recent Water Polo Cup here in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
And we've also been involved with various Pride festivals across the country over the last couple of years. And I also get to work with other teams and areas in Beyond Blue to ensure that the other activities we're doing are properly inclusive of and representative of LGBTI people. So it's just a great role.
Yeah, that's great. Now, just to jump into it, I know it's very difficult to kind of lump depression and anxiety together, but just for the sake of an introduction, can you just explain to us, you know, what is depression and anxiety and what are some of the consequences living with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, essentially anxiety is when anxious feelings, which we all get at some time or other, are ongoing and exist without any particular reason or cause for them. Depression, however, is more intense feelings of being sad, moody or low for long periods of time, sometimes weeks, months or even years. They're both pretty common, unfortunately. On average, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men will experience an anxiety condition at some point in their life. In terms of depression, 1 in 6 people will experience depression at some point. So they are common. Consequences are really unique to individuals, but some general impacts that we talk about are that the conditions can make it difficult to cope with daily life and can impact on relationships sometimes. And in the case of depression, people may lose interest in the things they normally enjoy, and it can also impact on their energy levels.
Mm. So mental health issues, of course, it actually affects everyone. But with gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities, are they more likely to experience depression and anxiety? And if so, why?
Yeah, that's right. They are. Research suggests that same-sex attracted people are twice as likely to experience anxiety and 3 times as likely to experience depression. So the rates are quite a lot higher. And other research is starting to show even higher rates for other populations in the LGBTI community's umbrella, particularly trans people. And there's a bit of new piece of research looking at the experiences of people with intersex variations that are showing very high rates of poorer mental health as well. Mm. And as for why, well, Beyond Blue has a campaign called Real Life Stories, and a part of that includes LGBTI people sharing their experiences. And there's one really powerful story. They're all very powerful. There's one in particular I want to talk about. Somebody named Annalise talks about how every experience of daily discrimination is like a little stone, and eventually you end up with a wheelbarrow full of these stones that you have to push around from every subtle discrimination which you experience and the really big discrimination experiences that sometimes people have come their way. And eventually pushing that wheelbarrow around wears you down. So that, at the heart, is why LGBTI people have higher rates of depression and anxiety. Because along with all the individual risk factors that everybody has, LGBTI people have a higher risk of negative experiences and depression and marginalization related to their sexuality or gender identity or intersex status. And that adds another layer of risk for people.
Hmm. Yeah, indeed. It'd be interesting when you said 1 in 3 women experience, you know, levels of anxiety, and 1 in 5 men. That is quite high. I wonder if that number has gotten higher recently as times go on, or whether our research has just gotten better. You know,
yeah, I think it's probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
Certainly, research has gotten better, particularly within the LGBTI communities. It's only recently we've had research for the experiences of trans women and same-sex attracted women, as I mentioned, new intersex research. So
yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned Real Life Stories. Is that the campaign you're talking
about? That's right. People may be familiar with our Stop, Think, Respect, Left-Handed campaign. So that's a campaign we rolled out targeted to young heterosexual guys in school. And it had a really great video of a young person being discriminated against because he's left-handed in school, drawing the analogy with sexuality and that being discriminated against based on something that you can't change is, of course, a really crappy thing. So we had that campaign, and that was targeted to young heterosexual men. And then the other side of it was stories of LGBTI people talking about their experiences. And that's the real life stories we have, so that we're talking to both audiences in this campaign. And people can find that online if they're interested, if they just do a search for Stop, Think, Respect.
What's the URL for that?
It's just on the Beyond Blue website. People can go to beyondblue.org.au/LGBTI, and that will lead to the entire part of the Beyond Blue website for LGBTI people, and that's on there.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well on Joy 94.9, and that was Stupid Mistake by Darren Hayes,
I think.
Yeah. Hey, we all make stupid mistakes. Just don't get anxious about it,
We do.
It happens.
Now, jumping back into what we were talking about before, could you please give us a background about Beyond Blue?
Yeah, sure. Well, Beyond Blue was established in 2000 as a five-year initiative to create a community response to depression. And then an evaluation followed shortly after in 2004, and it found that Beyond Blue had achieved a lot in just that short amount of time, so the funding was extended. And since then, Beyond Blue's received bipartisan support from the Commonwealth Government and every state and territory. Now we continue to raise awareness of depression, along with anxiety and suicide prevention, to break down stigma and offer professional support through the Beyond Blue support service. So the number for the service is 1-300-224-636. And our vision is that all people in Australia can achieve their best possible mental health.
Mm. Now, we're talking about depression today, of course, and how can you actually recognize that that sadness that you're feeling becomes depression?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's really an individual experience, so it depends on the individual context and circumstances. But one way to look at it is that depression is when you start turning against yourself through negative thoughts, both towards yourself and the people around you. A more of a clinical definition is that a person may be depressed if for more than 2 weeks they feel sad, down or miserable most of the time, or they've lost interest or pleasure in most of their activities and have experienced several signs that are common symptoms of depression. Some of those signs include things like withdrawing from people, no longer going out, feeling overwhelmed, maybe thoughts of failure. Sorry, there's a whole list of different signs and symptoms, but if people are concerned, really the best thing to do is to speak to a GP and they can provide a diagnosis.
Mm. Now, of course, all the reasons for each individual are very different, but what do you think are some of the common causes of depression? Yeah.
Well, the exact cause isn't known. As you said, it's a number of different things and different to individuals. Generally, it's not a single event. It's more a combination of factors. Can be continuing difficult life events can be a factor. So unemployment, separation, trauma, abuse, those sorts of difficult things that people can go through. There can be personal factors. Family history is a risk factor for some people. There can also be some personality factors. So low self-esteem or being a perfectionist can create a sense of pressure for people that can be an issue. Serious medical conditions can also be a factor, both due sometimes to the condition itself, depending on the condition, but also due to the stress associated with being unwell. That can be a significant issue. Drug and alcohol use can also be a factor, and that can be both leading to depression, but also resulting from depression or anxiety as a sort of a self-medicating strategy.
Yeah. So as a coping mechanism.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, is there different kinds of depression?
Yeah, there are different types. There's a whole range, actually. I won't list them all, but some of the ones that our listeners may already have heard of, some of the more well-known ones are major depression, which is sometimes known as major depressive disorder or clinical depression, and it's marked by the symptoms that I talked about before. Mm. There's also melancholia, which is a severe form that manifests with many of the physical symptoms that can be present. Sometimes people can really seem to actually physically slow down with that form of depression. And there's also antenatal and postnatal depression, which of course are marked by increased risk during pregnancy or the 12 months after the birth.
Yeah. And how would you say depression is treatable?
Yeah. Well, depression's often not recognised and can, as I said, can go on for months or even years if it's untreated. So it is important to seek support early to have a better chance of faster recovery and being able to link in with effective treatments. But really, there are three treatment buckets, what I call buckets. One bucket is lifestyle changes, which may seem small but can actually have a big impact. Another one is psychological treatments. And the third bucket really is medication, and there's different medications available. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. Everybody needs to find the treatment that works for them. Some of the psychological treatments that people might find effective include cognitive behavior therapy, which is sometimes known as CBT. So that recognizes that the way a person's thinking, which is their cognitions, and how they're acting or their behavior can affect how they feel. So people will work with a therapist or a counselor to identify how these are impacting on their depression. There's also interpersonal therapy, which focuses on issues in personal relationships and the skills that are required to manage these. There's also mindfulness mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which really involves learning how to focus on the present moment and avoid negative thoughts. And interestingly enough, adult colouring books, which are such a big thing at the moment, are a part of that mindfulness. It's just one tool within a toolkit to achieve that state of being in the present moment.
I actually saw some adult colouring books the other day and I was like, I really want one.
They're
just because it's fun, you know?
And I got that as Chris Kringle to
Chris
Kringle without knowing that, hey, I'm helping.
Exactly.
I found this great adult colouring in book years ago before they became a great thing. There was this little shop back when I was in Brisbane and it was a real boutique type shop and I had an adult colouring in book, but all of the pictures were these amazing works of art. They were just stunning stylized pictures of, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie, I think it's called Big Eyes, with the artworks and then the characters have very exaggerated eyes.
Nicole Kidman.
Possibly.
I think,
And so the drawings in this colouring in book were just these stylized elfin pictures of people that were just stunningly beautiful.
I know, it's so cool. Once you finish it, you must feel like this sense of achievement, you know? It's like, look at that piece of art you've done.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin these ones by colouring them in. They were so perfect, so I didn't give it a shot.
Yeah, fair enough.
So remember, if you want to listen to the show again or share it with friends, you can access the podcast on joy.org.au.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're back with Sean talking about depression and anxiety. So, Sean, when do levels of stress actually turn into anxiety, and is there really an indicator with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, symptoms of anxiety can often develop gradually over time, as I talked about before. Of course, everybody at some time or another becomes stressed and maybe a bit anxious, and that's normal. But one way to look at it is that anxiety could be an issue when someone is still stressed, even when the stressor or whatever the demand is that's creating that stress has gone away, but they're still anxious, they're still stressed out. In terms of diagnosing somebody, in order to be diagnosed with an anxiety condition, it must have a disabling impact on somebody's life. And again, in terms of when stress becomes anxiety, the symptoms are very individual. So some symptoms can include behaviours like withdrawing from situations that normally provoke some anxiety, but you're not engaging with it anymore. You're not going into those situations and working through that anxiety. You're just withdrawing. Or perhaps urges to perform rituals that relieve that feeling of anxiety, or thoughts of being out of control, and physical symptoms like a racing heart or shaking, your body shaking, can be a symptom as well.
What do you mean by rituals?
So,
do you mean kind of like alcohol? And
no, it could be anything. It could be compulsive behaviours that people don't normally take. Don't normally perform.
Okay.
And it, just for that person, it's a sense of relieving their anxiety.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it could be anything.
Like habitual or something.
Yeah. It could be washing your hands too much or touching doorknobs as you go past. I mean, these are very stereotypical examples that are out, kind of often used in movies and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But it's very habitual sort of behaviours.
Sure.
So what about the causes of anxiety?
Yeah, well, as with depression, there's a combination of factors. There can be a family history of mental health conditions. And there can also be ongoing stressful events, like I talked about before, trauma or separation. There can also be ongoing physical health problems, can also be a factor. Things like hormonal issues or heart disease can actually trigger anxiety. And heavy or long-term use of some substances can also cause people to develop anxiety, particularly as people are coming down.
Mm.
It can be an issue. And there can also be personality factors at play again, as with depression, like low self-esteem.
Yeah, and would you say there are different types of anxiety that people experience?
Yeah, and again, I won't list them all. There's even more types of anxiety than there are depression, but some of the ones people may recognise are generalised anxiety disorder, which is the one where people feel anxious and worried most of the time. It's probably the most well-known one. There's also social phobias, where someone has an intense fear of being criticised or embarrassed or humiliated in social settings and very much withdraws from those settings. And there can also be panic disorder, where people have panic attacks. Often people talk about feeling out of breath or feel like they're having a heart attack when they're having a panic attack. Those are the really main ones.
Sure. And would anxiety be treatable, and how?
Yeah, well, anxiety, in terms of treatment, a lot of the treatment that works for depression are used for anxiety as well. Depends on the type of anxiety. Effective treatment for anxiety really helps people learn how to control the condition so that they can function in their life, really.
Yeah. Now, they're obviously two very different things, depression, anxiety, but could you kind of go into a little bit about why they're always lumped together, whether they're related and how?
Sure. Well, I think it's just a process of the community coming to understand depression, anxiety, that they're often put together. As I said, things like treatments and social understanding can put them together because they're often quite so similar. People cross them over, but they're quite different in terms of anxiety is about that sense of panic or stress, whereas depression is more, as it's called, depressing. It's about pushing down. It's about emotions being numbed, about withdrawing, about not being able to function because of lack of energy. So there is that real difference between the two.
So I just put on our Facebook page a link to the video on Beyond Blue's page. If you want to check it out, please do. If you want more information about anxiety, depression, please go to beyondblue.org.au.
That's right.
And if you need immediate help, please call Lifeline at 13 11 14.
Positive Women is a support and advocacy organisation working with women living with HIV. Positive Women recognises the individual needs of these women and provide them with a safe and comfortable environment that is completely confidential. To find out more information, go to positivewomen.org.au.
A community service announcement supported by Joy.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Now, we did just have a message come in, and I just want to say thank you very much for messaging us. I won't get into it in too much detail, but we have an individual that has said they did try to go to the GP, and it wasn't exactly that helpful, and counselling service weren't contacting him back, and that it was quite a disappointing process. What have you got to say in response to that?
Yeah, sure. Well, unfortunately, much like people of diverse sexuality or gender identity, there can be real challenges with finding a service that understands you and will really step up to bat for you. And the best advice really is to just stick with it. Unfortunately, this sort of thing shifts the onus from the GP, who should have a good understanding and take people's stories and experiences seriously and offer that help. But sometimes that doesn't happen. So the advice we give is to try and get a second or, if need be, a third referral or go to another GP and keep trying. There are some general things you can do, like writing down your experiences, your feelings, and what you know is happening to you, and taking that along to the GP.
Yeah.
If people go to the LGBTI part of our Beyond Blue website, so beyondblue.org.au/LGBTI, there's actually a scale there that people can complete. It's called a K10 scale, and it gives you a score and indicates if you may be experiencing depression. So there are tools like that out there that you can complete online and take that score along to a GP. And also services like our own support service, QLife, which I'll talk about in a little bit. They're great services to get that advice about finding a referral to a GP that will take you serious.
Yeah, totally. And I just want to say thank you to whoever wrote in and shared their 2 cents with us. We really appreciate it. But since we're on that topic anyway, I just wanted to jump to whether there was specific support for members of, you know, the LGBTI community when it comes to dealing with anxiety and depression.
Yeah,
I know you mentioned a bit about Beyond Blue, but have you got anything to say that's specific?
Yeah. Well, certainly some members of the community may wish to engage with services and staff that they know have specific training and experience around sexuality and gender identity issues. And in that case, if that's what people would like, people can do a search online for those sort of services. Services will promote themselves as being LGBTI friendly. So a simple Google search with the right terms will help identify that. And of course, there are fantastic services like FAC that keep referral lists and can provide advice about what services are out in the community, and other local gender and sexuality services will have an understanding of what the lay of the land is. So it's really about identifying a service that provides this general information support, so a GP, for example, but that has that extra bit of expertise in sexuality and gender identity. We always say that getting in touch with a GP is the best first port of call. They can make an initial diagnosis and discuss treatment options with you. And from there, people can get in touch with professionals like psychologists and psychiatrists if need be. GP can set people up with a mental health plan, which is another great way to access ongoing professional support.
Yeah.
And as I talked about, there is QLife. So QLife is the phone and web LGBTI counselling referral service. It's a national, fantastic national service. So if people do a search for QLife, they can find the information for that service, and it's run by peers, it's run by LGBTI people for LGBTI people. And there's, of course, as I talked about before, the Beyond Blue support service. You can get online to have a chat with somebody at the support service, or you can give them a call on 1-300-224-636.
Now, can you explain a little bit the process a person goes through while recovering from anxiety and depression?
Yeah, well, again, this is another area that's really individual and unique. But a good analogy is that recovery is really like the sun slowly coming up rather than somebody flicking on a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
It's about gradually having more good days than bad days, and knowing that that progress can sometimes be slow to get to that point that we call recovered, whatever that is. In terms of practical steps that people will often take as they go through the recovery process, it can involve specific changes in their lifestyle and behaviors. So it can involve things like learning new ways to manage and reduce stress. They may strive to be healthier, including eating well and being more physically active. That's a great part of recovery. They may also learn to implement specific strategies around things like getting enough sleep, possibly changing their drug and alcohol use if that's an issue. They may also work directly with someone like a therapist or a counsellor to recognise warning signs of depression or anxiety and the things that can trigger an episode, the things to avoid, things to look out for. And they can also work at developing skills to manage any setbacks or a relapse of an episode, because the reality is people are sometimes going to go backwards, but the important thing is to keep going, come back from that and keep going.
Well, and one last thing, Beyond Blue Bash, what is it?
Yeah, the Beyond Blue Bash is a great initiative. So we launched this in January this year. It's the first time since we were established in 2000 that Beyond Blue has launched a major fundraising campaign to support people with depression, anxiety and their families. And that's because while Beyond Blue continues to receive great support from all governments for our core work, demand for our services just continues to grow, and we're reaching out to the community to help meet this growing need. For example, in last year, the demand for our service and other resources grew almost 50%, and it's still going up. So there's a great need out there. And this particular campaign encourages people to host what we call a Beyond Blue Bash. So anybody, anywhere, can organise a Beyond Blue Bash, and it can be anything that you want it to be. It could be a bake sale or a blue themed day at work or something more elaborate. So people who want to hold a Beyond Blue Bash fundraising activity can go to www.beyondbluebash.org.au. So that's beyondbluebash.org.au, and they can register and download a host kit, which has a step-by-step guide to turn your idea into a contribution to raise funds. And I've got some stats here about some of the things that the money people raise will do, and it's just amazing. So we've got just $1,000 will train a coordinator to support someone who's been hospitalized for a suicide attempt. So just that small amount of money will really change somebody's life and provide great support. $110 funds one of our speakers or ambassadors to share their story and reduce stigma out in the community. Even just selling cupcakes and raising $50 is enough to cover one person who reaches out to our support service and provides support.
And that's good to know.
Yeah, it's awesome. Fantastic.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 and Joy 94.9. And we had another message. David, our podcaster, is ready to actually work on this and make it available for you as soon as possible. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Now, thank you as well, Sean, for joining us on studio today. There was a lot of information. Is there any way people can actually get materials? And
yeah, people can head to the Beyond Blue website, so beyondblue.org.au, and there's a whole bunch of resources on there for across a whole range of areas for different populations. So yeah, people head to the website and they go to the resource area, they'll find everything there, and it's all sent out free of charge, or you can download it online as well.
Excellent. And I'll just get you to repeat that 1300 support number if you could.
Yeah, sure. So it's the Beyond Blue support service, and it's 1300 224636. Perfect. And we've also got our online forums as well, where people can share their stories or get advice from other people. And we've also got Rainbow Champions in our forum.
Great.
So if LGBTI people want to share their stories and get advice, there are other LGBTI people on there that can provide support.
Awesome.
This has been Well, Well, Well for another week. Thanks for joining us today. And
indeed,
we're looking forward to talk to you next week.
That's right. And I just want to say, next week we've got a pretty interesting show. I'm back with you again.
Yeah.
And we will be talking about a little bit about mental health, especially for women and positive women out there, especially ones who have been newly diagnosed. So please stay tuned. There's also going to be a really interesting section on Mardi Gras. So just about learning your rights, whether you're a patron of Mardi Gras when it comes to drugs and alcohol, please feel free to listen in.
And remember, if you need immediate help, please call Lifeline at 13 11 14.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.